Mark Vandermeer, John Harris with you in the Hyundai Texans radio studio with John Butler, Texans secondary coach. How's it going, coach?
It's going good.
All right.
Going well. You know, it's good to get a couple days to self-scout and evaluate where we're at without having to get ready for a ball game. But the next couple days we'll be focused on that, you know, looking at our players, looking at our schemes, and seeing what we could do better over the next week to 10 weeks.
Coach, when you're sitting there self-scouting, what's the biggest thing that you want to take out of that process? For you personally, for your group secondary, what's the biggest thing you want to see?
The biggest thing, I guess, I don't know if there's a biggest thing, but there's a couple things. One, we want to evaluate, like, what we've been calling, and is it working?
Right.
And then we want to evaluate who we're playing, and are they playing well? So I guess it's a combination of, you know, evaluating our schemes and evaluating the calls we've been making, and then while doing that, evaluating the players that are, you know, executing those calls. And then obviously trying to figure it out, is it the call that needs to be better, or is it the player that needs to be better? And usually it's somewhere in between, you know. So that's kind of the process I just went through. We've faced 220 passes, and you know, we looked at the completions, the incompletions. Obviously, you tend to focus on the you know, we've given up 17 completions of 20 yards or more, which I think puts us right in the middle of the pack. What are those coverages that gave it up? Is it the call? Is it the player? Is it the system? Is it the situation? You know, so just looking at a lot of stuff, trying to get a better feel, and kind of, like I said, pull back and say, okay, this is what's been good, this is what's been bad, and let's focus on this moving in the future.
Jonathan Joseph just takes over the top spot in the all-time interceptions list in franchise history, and he defies age very often, coach, who's coming off an injury. How important is he to your group, not just as a player, but as a leader?
He's a huge part. And one of the things I think that I've learned in my brief time in the NFL is that the age issue comes up, but usually wisdom allows you to defy the age thing. If you don't have wisdom and all you ever did was rely on your physical ability, then when you lose your physical ability, you usually lose your ability to play. And with him, he has such a great football mind and, you know, is able to kind of understand and see everything as a coach. And so he's been great because he's played under some great coaches. He's always talking about, you know, Mike Zimmer and his experience with him. And obviously he's very fond of Vance Joseph and Wade and playing for those guys. But at the same time, I think he's been able to embrace how we've coached him, which is obviously a little bit different, and then apply not only how we've coached him, but also to his style of play. So it's like kind of it's been a really nice, for me, kind of like science project, because I get this great football mind that has obviously still has great ability. And how do we get everything adapted? Because it's not just going to be, okay, do it this way, J. Joe. It's going to be, hey, JB, this is how I kind of am used to doing things.
Right.
Okay, Joe, this is how I'm used to doing things. And then we meet in the middle. But the best part about it is it's been good for me, too. It's been good for myself. It's been good for Anthony Midget. I know it's been good for Mike because he just has such a level of experience. The only negative is every once in a while, it's, you know, some of the stuff that he says maybe to the younger players, they don't understand. It's kind of like a graduate level student speaking to a first year, you know, economics kid that's like, I don't understand all this because I'm just trying to make sure I backpedal without falling down.
Right.
So that's great about it, because then at the same time, I'm trying to adapt his message to those players as well. You know, so it's just been such a great thing for me that in my future as a coach, that I think he's helped me as much. And I told him that the other night. I texted him the other night. I said, man, you've helped me as a coach just as much as anything, because I just appreciate kind of how you go about your business, and I appreciate how you've kind of bought in and been a great leader and, you know, allowed us to be ourselves. But at the same time, I think we've helped him, and he's had a nice 4 years under us as well.
The guy that's been right along with him all these years has been Kareem Jackson. And, Coach, he feels like he's a chess piece. You just move him all over the board. Wherever you need Kareem, he comes up. And that Cincinnati game was maybe one of the better games that I've seen him play in 8 years he's been here. What has Kareem meant to your secondary?
I was just asked outside about his versatility, and I think that's his biggest strength, is that, you know, he can play for us. Over the last 4 years, he's played corner, he's played safety, he's played star. All three of those are totally different positions.
Yes.
You know, yeah, you could say they're all DB spots, but anybody that knows anything about football knows that playing safety in a playoff game, playing star and corner in a game, you know, they're all totally different skill sets that you have to have. A brain, you have to have confidence, you have to have obviously the physical skills to go in there and do the things that we ask him to do. He's a great physical tackler, he's a good blitzer, can cover, plays man, can play zone. you know, is again very coachable. That you like, you know, we've got to coach fast, and so things happen quickly, and we have to be like, Jack, you know, you need to do this and play it this way. I know we talked about playing it that way, but it's not working, so do it this way. Okay, I got you. We'll you know. So for me, he's a joy to coach. I mean, you see some of the plays he made the other day in the run game. You know, people don't realize that, like, you know, he made a tackle behind the line of scrimmage playing cover two.
Yeah.
You know, there's not many corners in the league that do that, and to do it with that fearlessness, I think, is you know, something that we as a coaching staff, you know, appreciate. He's willing to sacrifice his body for the good of the team, which in this game, you know, is a characteristic you have to have, and so he's another player, I think, that our coaching staff, not just me, but our entire coaching staff appreciates the versatility, the toughness, the coachability, the, you know, his whole demeanor as a pro, I think, has been a good fit for us.
John Butler, secondary coach, joining us on Texans Radio. What about the safeties here? Gilchrist joins the team fairly late here. And then you have Andre Howe, Corey Moore, who's coming back from an injury. What about that group, Coach?
You know, I like them. I think that, you know, in our secondary, you know, in our defense, the premium is on, you know, pass rushers and guys that can cover. And then when you talk about our safeties, they got to be smart. They got to be good communicators. They've got to be able to handle kind of like being able to play man-to-man on a tight end, being able to play man-to-man on a back. You know, Eddie Pleasant does that for us a lot. You got to be able to play a little bit of true zone. You still got to have a versatile skill set as well. And you got to be smart because, you know, one week we're playing it this way, the next week we're playing it that way. So, you know, that's why Dre's been good. He's been a consistent performer for us and pretty steady. And then Marcus Gilchrist, with a lot of experience in other organizations, really is starting to come on for us, I think. You know, you've seen a level of production. We blitzed him a little bit recently, and he's had some production, a sack against the Patriots, nice pass breakup against Gronkowski. And then, you know, since then, he's been a starter and played a little more. And I think he's played well. You know, I really am happy about you know, the organization adding him to the mix, and I think that hopefully he'll continue to play and play well as he gets more familiar with, you know, how we call the game and how we play the game and what do we ask him to do.
Injuries are a way of life in the NFL. We know that in this game. But how valuable will it be for your group to get Kevin Johnson back, hopefully sooner than later?
Well, I think it's always valuable when you get back good players that have familiarity with your system. You know, obviously, you know, Kevin has played for us in and out of the lineup for 3 years. And when he has been available, he's played well. So that'll be good for us to get another body that, you know, has been around and, you know, is, like I said, been in our system. And like I told said earlier, we the defense values guys that can cover the other guy's player. So it'll be good to get Kevin back. But, you know, Kevin will be back when he's healthy, when the doctors and the medical people in the front office decides that he's ready to go. And then when he's ready to go, we'll get him back in there and we'll do our best to get him playing well.
During the bye, how much football will you watch as a fan?
Not much. You know, it's funny. As I get older, not that I'm old, but like as I get more experienced, I think that what happens is, and I have a six-year-old son now, so I watch with him. Mm-hmm. And I, you know, but we're just kind of like during the bye, we'll have the fortunate, you know, coach has given us a couple days to kind of pull back later on in the week, and I'll probably just hang out with him. You know, I'm sure Saturday I'll watch some college football with him, but I'll probably be outside most of the day playing with him since the weather's finally turning.
Does he do some sports?
He does. He plays baseball, actually with Coach Weaver's son and Eric Winston's son over in Bel Air. He really enjoys that. He's 6 years old, so they don't really know what they're doing.
But, but you know, they're competing,
yeah,
though.
Yeah, competing, and really just skills.
Yeah,
you know, he likes to hit the golf ball around. He loves, just to be honest with you, I'd be out in the backyard playing with myself or the neighbors. So, you know, we'll do that.
As a coach doing what you do professionally, how hard is it to pull back sometimes and watch your six-year-old being coached by other dads?
Well, that wasn't hard. It's just last night was the first night I've been to the baseball, and I was like, whoa. I couldn't do this. You know, these kids are all over the place. There's no, you know, it's hard. And I said to the coach, I told him, man, I really appreciate what you do because these guys are like, half these guys are out in left field, truly out in left field.
Yeah.
But at the end of the day, you know, they were, the best thing they do is they were teaching them skills. They're teaching them how to play baseball. Yeah. You know, they're working with them and trying to keep them organized. And they're very, very, very positive, which was the biggest thing I got out of it. It says the patience that the coaches had that are volunteering, and the positivity with which they were coaching the guys, I thought was pretty cool.
Coach, thanks a lot for joining us. Good luck.
Always. Thank you, guys.